when I first started working as a therapist, and I'm still a new therapist, so, you know, I'm not like this seasoned all these years into doing therapy, but I will say that in the beginning, I definitely felt a lot of anxiety and this need to know everything and research everything and over prepare for sessions and kind of like just rack my brain of, could they say this? Could they say this? What if they bring up that? And it exhausted me. It was actually making it hard for me to show up as a good therapist because I was so worried about being a good therapist. And if I could give any piece of advice to any new therapist or any therapist that's feeling this, what I constantly remind myself of, and that has been so freeing for me, is that I do not have all the answers. Like, I don't know everything. I actually have plenty of moments when I'm sitting with clients and I tell them, I don't know. What do you think? And that doesn't mean that I'm not qualified, that I don't have the knowledge, and that I don't have like the tools and all these things that I have researched. But there is something to be said that when you allow yourself to not know, to allow yourself to not go into sessions thinking I need to say the perfect thing, you actually end up being a great therapist because you have the knowledge, you have the tools. And one of the most important things is taking in and holding space for what it is your client is experiencing. And if you're so focused on what you're bringing to the table in that session, you're not focused on what they are bringing up. You're not focused on what they're walking in with. You're not focused on what they're bringing to the table. And that's where the work is done, is focusing on them and their experience, not your experience of, I need to say the perfect thing. I need to do the perfect thing. I need to be the perfect therapist.